control of the Russia investigation.
Mr. Trump's moves to keep Sessions in charge.
Winter blasts aftermath.
The worst coastal flooding here in 40 years. That's all turned to ice.
The category is medicine for a game show host.
The prognosis is excellent.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathe, and new information's emerging about what led up to the appointment of a special counsel in the Russia investigation, an effort by President Trump to keep his attorney general in charge. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, we've known for some time that President Trump was very unhappy with Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself. Now, a new report says Mr. Trump went to extraordinary lengths to prevent that from happening. The front-page New York Times story says the president instructed his White House counsel to lobby Sessions to stay in charge of the investigation. The Times says the president became furious after Sessions' recusal, asking his aides, "Where's my Roy Cohn?" The ruthless New York lawyer and former aide to Joe McCarthy was an early mentor and confidant of Mr. Trump's in the 1970s and 80s. Separately, CBS News confirms Special Counsel Robert Mueller continues collecting evidence to corroborate James Comey's claims that the president urged him to publicly say he wasn't under investigation. That evidence includes handwritten notes from then-Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. Steve?
Well, despite blistering Trump administration pushback, an explosive West Wing expose is out today, several days before the book Fire and Fury was scheduled to be released. CBS's Chip Reed is at the White House.
The book details dysfunction among the White House staff and also raises questions about the president's mental state. Author Michael Wolff writes the staff became concerned that Trump's rambling and his alarming repetitions had significantly increased and that his ability to stay focused, never great, had notably declined. In an article for The Hollywood Reporter, Wolff continues, he was, in words used by almost every member of the senior staff on repeated occasions, like a child, Wolff writes. They all, 100%, came to believe he was incapable of functioning in his job.
And Wolff tells NBC today he absolutely spoke to the president for the book, and what he revealed was not off the record. There's a new federal investigation into the Clinton Foundation. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
The FBI's leading it. Investigators want to find out whether the foundation promised or performed any policy favors in return for contributions, known as pay-to-play politics. Also in question, according to The Hill, whether any tax-exempt assets were converted for personal or political use, and whether the Clinton Foundation has complied with tax laws. The nonprofit raised an estimated $2 billion in 2016. There's been no comment from the foundation about the investigation. Steve?
Well, the East Coast is digging out from yesterday's ferocious snowstorm. Airlines with more than 1,000 cancellations today are struggling to rebook stranded passengers. The storm unleashed a wet and wild fury along the Massachusetts coast.
Now that the storm is over, the cleanup is underway in earnest as man and machine are working to clear slush and snow from sidewalks and streets. Mark drove into Boston from the north. He says the major highways have been okay, but the side streets need some work.
Yeah, much narrower, and like coming around over here near the aquarium, there's still tons of slushy snow, so you're kind of putting around.
There are still some big slushy puddles around in the areas where water surged into the city. The work continues to clear them before it freezes solid. Ben Parker for CBS News, Boston.
What's followed is bone-chilling cold and strong winds, plunging temperatures and wind chills in much of the northern half of the country to below zero. WCBS TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
You're going to drop down very low. Your wind chill is going to put you below zero. You may never feel above the 0 degree mark until Sunday at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the Trump administration's moving to open up nearly all of the outer U.S. continental shelf to drilling. The five-year plan affects offshore areas of the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic oceans that have been off limits for decades. And it has environmentalists like Brad Ack of the World Wildlife Fund up in arms.
These are pristine parts of America's waters. These are places that still have vibrant populations of walruses and whales and all sorts of other sea life that which many of the native communities depend on.
The petroleum industry says the effort will create jobs. The new Trump administration move to clear the way for a possible crackdown on marijuana in states where it's now legal has sparked concern and confusion. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
California is one of six states, along with the District of Columbia, where recreational pot sales have been legalized. But under federal law, it's still illegal to grow, buy, or use marijuana. Under the Obama administration, it was federal policy to respect state marijuana laws. The U.S. Attorney General's office is now giving permission for states to prosecute marijuana cases, but without a clear directive to do so. The move drew strong objections from many in states that have legalized recreational pot, including Colorado's Republican Senator Cory Gardner.
In 2016, President Trump came to Colorado and said he believed in states' rights, that he wouldn't use legal powers to reverse Colorado's decision. Why does Jeff Sessions think that President Trump was wrong?
Colorado, Oregon, and California all say they have no plans to change their prosecution strategies. And they have the public's support.
Major tech firms are rushing out patches for a computer flaw that affects nearly every computer and cell phone on the planet. Earl Chen of Symantec says the problem is in the processing chips that power the devices we've come to depend on.
This is actually a design flaw, an architecture flaw, on how these chips were designed. And so that's why many, many of these chips across many different vendors are affected.
Apple says it knows of no instances where hackers have been able to exploit the flaw. Tech companies deny the fixes are going to slow down performance. He had surgery over the holidays for blood clots on the brain. Who is Jeopardy host Alex Trebek?
After 2 days in the hospital, I came home to start recovery. The prognosis is excellent, and I expect to be back in the studio taping more Jeopardy programs very, very soon.
Trebek with a video message on the game show's Facebook page. The 77-year-old host says the clots formed after a fall a few months ago. Shows airing now were taped late last year. Well, it's been cold, snowy, and icy in the south this week, too. And CBS's Jim Chenevy reports on a lizard warning.
How cold is it in Florida? Well, cold enough that iguanas are falling from the trees. Temperatures have dipped below 40 degrees in parts of South Florida this week, and even temps below 50 can cause green iguanas to become sluggish. As one wildlife expert put it, they freeze up, too cold to move. People have been hitting social media, posting photos of seemingly frozen iguanas belly up next to their swimming pools. The good news is they return to normal once they warm up and suffer no long-term damage. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Well, tennis star Serena Williams was in the early weeks of pregnancy when she won the Australian Open a year ago. Her daughter Alexis was born in September, but Williams says she won't play in the major event when it opens next week down under. Not ready for a full comeback just yet. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry, Wendy Zentz, and Julia Weaver. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.